Welcome to Aficionado, the official podcast of ManhattanReefs.com, the largest reef website in New York, with your host, Jonathan Robbins.
So, welcome back to episode 6 of Aficionado. This is a very cool episode. We are going to be doing a review of the Illumagic M45C and M60C fixtures. These are new LED fixtures from a Taiwanese company that is looking to break into the U.S. market. I hope you enjoy the review. And afterwards, at the end of this episode, I will be announcing the winner of the contest, and we'll see who actually got these things. So, without any further ado, let's get this show on the road. Here is the review of the two fixtures that I received from Illumagic for the review for our test. Now, the model numbers that I received were the M45C and the M60C LED fixtures. Now, just to give you an idea, the M45 is the 18-inch long fixture. It can either be mounted or hung. It has 4 5-watt white LEDs, 8 5-watt blue LEDs, and 8 1-watt near UV LEDs. That's on the 18-inch, the M45C fixture. On the M60C, which is the 20-inch fixture, you get 8 5-watt whites, 16 5-watt blues, and 4 UVs, which is an odd combination, but we're going to talk about that as we go forward. They also make, though what was not provided for the test, is the S series in certain ones, and basically the bigger fixtures, which has a slightly higher number of whites, but it's still heavily weighted towards the blue. Now, these fixtures were provided to us at a very attractive fee in order for us to review them and also to give one away. So I really do want to thank Wilson and the whole team over at Illumagic before we begin. I really do appreciate it. And I apologize it took a little while to get your review out, but, you know, we had to run these things and make sure they worked. So, without any further ado, let's get started talking a bit more about the actual fixtures. The build quality on both these units is really great. I mean, it's spectacular. It's the best that I've seen out of any of the LEDs. Even some of the PacSun units, the case doesn't feel like it's really, really, really well made. They feel just a little bit chintzy kind of to me. People can disagree, but to me they always did. These fixtures, really, it's just like a machined billet of aluminum. They just made a heat sink. They basically attached the lights to the bottom of the heat sink, put a little piece of glass over it, and called it a day. But they're very, very attractive. I mean, they look like a nice piece of equipment. Also, and this was shocking, the fans on them are just dead silent. I mean, this is it's a very, very quiet unit. You will hear nothing coming from your lighting using these units. I was really, really impressed. Just initial out-of-the-box impressions with the build quality, the construction, just everything. It's just well done. So for this test, they sent me the two fixtures, and the reason being, I have a 30 by 30 cube tank, a 93-gallon cube, and the fixtures, they didn't really have a fixture that would cover them both, so they gave me one of the bigger ones, one of the little ones to test out, and we'll see which one works. Or we'll see if in conjunction, you know, if together, collectively, they put out enough light to keep a reef. Now, unfortunately, I'll just say up front, the answer for me was no, they don't. Depending on what you keep, these could work great for a reef, but for me, where I had I have a fairly deep tank, so 24 inches, something like that, and mostly hard corals in it, mostly SPS, and they just really didn't take well to the changeover from 500 watts of halides to, I don't even know how many watts of, what I put in there, 12, it's 20, 36, it's like 180 watts, I guess, of halides, of LEDs replacing 500 watts of halides. It kind of, it wasn't enough. So here's where I really started to have some issues, is there's way too many blues in the fixture relative to the white LEDs. There's this one strip of white LEDs down the middle, and they only have like a 90 degree optic on them. So they don't cover a whole lot. You know, if you really want to get something really, you know, in the major light, you've got to put it directly underneath the fixture. It's a very narrow strip of usable, growable white light. They also have a ton of blue. I mean, when I turned it on the first time, it was almost comically blue. You know, it looked like it was just an actinic supplement or anything. And the only way to really make it more white is to actually dim down the blue. So, it's not, you know, the only way to get a whiter color is to actually reduce the intensity of your overall light. And since you don't have a whole lot of light coming out to begin with, I was really kind of reluctant, you know, crank back the blues all the way so my tank didn't look like it was just toxic and glowing. But, you know, I imagine in a narrower tank, or maybe something like that, you wouldn't notice it as badly. But for me, I did. There was clearly areas of the tank that were getting zero white light and were just completely actinic, even during the daylight. And that did pose a lot of problems, especially as I was putting these back on top of an established reef. The lighting, even with two of these fixtures over it, the coverage just was not the same. I lost a real lot of coverage in the corners, in the very front, the very back of the tank. You really weren't getting a lot of white light. I mean, I was really lacking in light. And when I switched back after a month and a half of running these things, my corals punished me for it. You know, I'd lost a lot of color in some of my stonies. When I put the halide back on them, they kind of bleached out some of them, the ones that were directly underneath, because just, you know, a lot stronger, and I'm kind of dumb. But it was a shock, you know, it was a change. It certainly was not, in my mind, a replacement for a halide. The other thing that I ran into that was very strange, but I should have anticipated this, is because I was having light issues, my SPS weren't getting enough light, the ones that were lower down in the tank, I tried to move some stuff up higher in the tank. Problem is this. It's not like you just have a bank of 100 1-watt LEDs like some of these guys are doing. You just have a couple, 6, 8, 10 white 5-watt and blue 5-watt LEDs. And so they're kind of spaced out. So if you put a coral higher up in the tank to give it more light, what you end up getting are weird spotlight effects on the coral, where you can actually see like the pure blue of an actinic right next to the pure white of a white, and it looked really odd. It was like, not quite polka dot, but you could see it, and it was strange. I wasn't a huge fan. That being said, depending what you're running, this could be fine. I mean, that's really what I want to stress. You know, if you have a zoanthid tank, or you have, you know, primarily softies, this is a great light. I gotta say, my zoanthids looked ridiculous. Ridiculous under these lights, to the point that even though I'm not gonna long term, I'm gonna go back to a halide on my tank, I'm definitely buying some actinic supplements, some LED actinic supplements, just to be able to have that thing pop out like that when I wanted to, make my zoanthids go crazy when I want. But again, this is not something that works for the halides. Works for SPS. I think you really should be sticking with halides for that. Now, as far as controlling the light itself, you have a couple options. You have the three bulbs, remember. You have the blues, the whites, and the UVs. Now, you can just run it with switches. It comes with one power cord, but the power cord actually splits out, so you actually have two. You can control the blue and the UV, and then the white separately. So you actually have two ways to control it. So you can put them on a timer if you wanted to. They also have this dimmer that they give you with it, which... All right, here's where I go, and I think people may think I'm a little too harsh on this, but if you're going to put something out there, sort of like the Red Sea Max from last week, you're going to put something out there and say, we've got this great dimmer, or we've got this neck-washing system, yada yada. People are instantly going to compare it to what they know when you say that. So in my mind, when somebody says, we have a great dimmer on an LED fixture, I immediately go towards, in my mind, the Paxon units, you know, the Aqua Illumination units with a Prophylux, or the PFO units, which were just insane, you know, which were crazy. and that's what I'm thinking, right? So I'm all excited, I'm like, dimmer, I'm going to do storm simulations, this and that. No, it doesn't do anything like that. All it does, and it doesn't even do it that well, is control the intensity of the different lights, the UV, the blue, and the white. So when I turn on my tank and the I thought it was too blue, my only option, because the whites are cranked up, is to basically crank down the blues to make it more white. So if that's what you want to use it for, to adjust your color temperature, then they work. But generally, I feel like you want the most light you can get. So dimming back your lights to get more white is just a little... it's counterintuitive, because you don't even have that much white to begin with. You need as much light as you can get going into that tank. And dimming it down just wasn't a cool idea. It also kind of became a problem because of moonlights. You know, with no... you can run the actinics separately from the whites, but the UV lights, which actually make amazing moonlights, I never knew that before, and I'm really going to look into doing it. The UV made things glow very differently than your standard moonlights did, and it provided a really cool, it's a very cool effect on the tank. Unfortunately, you can't control them independently, so if you want to use those lights, you actually, at the end of the night, you either have to leave your actinic lights on, not put them on a timer, and then just dial them all the way down and then crank up the UVs, or you just live without it. So I lived without it. So as far as I was concerned, the option of using the UVs as a moonlight was almost lost because it required every night sort of fiddling with the lighting on your tank, which I just wasn't going to do. Now, going forward, I got to say once again, I really, really, really was impressed with the build quality of this unit. It is flat out, I think it was one of the best built units I've ever seen. And this is, well... it's up there with the top best built units I've ever seen. But there was just some odd design decisions that I can't get over. And a big one is the fact that there's just too much blue. I have a feeling this was done because somebody told these guys, you know, Americans like really blue tanks or something like that. But it's too much. I mean, it's unnatural looking in my opinion, and I feel like you don't really get good growth for SPS. So, clearly, I guess what I'm saying is this wasn't quite the right light for me, but depending on what tank you have, this could be an amazing light. It really... I gotta tell you guys, just looking at it, and whoever wins this this 45 is gonna love it. If you put it on a Nano, this is a perfect tank. You know what? That's probably right. This is the perfect lighting system for a very small tank. I don't think you can have a tank that's much more than 18 inches front to back with these systems, because they just don't provide you the coverage. And it doesn't make sense to have two of them on a 24-inch, which is what you would really need, because then you're talking about a fortune, and you might as well look at some other options. But for a smaller tank, a Nano... I'm actually going to be putting the 24-inch on a Cadlite's 39-gallon after this. I think for tanks that size, these lights are great, because generally you're going to be keeping slightly easier corals, not always, but generally, you know, less demanding stuff, because it's a smaller volume, it's not going to be as stable, you don't want to risk killing everything. The tanks are generally a little bit shallower, and, you know, the things you're going to be keeping are just going to be better suited to this lighting system, this color, and the whole thing. So, I think they're amazing for that. I just really ran into problems trying to keep my reef with them. I would probably... well, I don't know. The truth is, I really liked them. I really was impressed by them. But they just didn't work as well as I hoped for the setup that I had. And I feel like going forward, I would probably really recommend either changing the lighting array, right? So instead of having one row of whites, one row of blues, and another, or one row of blues, one row of whites, one row of blues, or even doing it the other way, right, with like two whites and a blue, I would try to checkerboard the lights maybe a little bit more. So you got a better mix of the actinic and the white. Because as it is, you don't. And there's large portions of my tank that were just covered with actinic light. When I went back to the halides, those corals just got destroyed. So... and even while they were under the actinics, they weren't doing very well. I was constantly trying to move things around to get them into what was really a pretty narrow sweet spot of high-par growable light. That was a problem. But I really liked them. And so I guess here's my final take is, if you have a big tank, these aren't the fixtures for you. They're just not. If you have a tank that's more than 24 inches front to back, these, not deep, not depth, top to bottom, but front to back, this probably is not the fixture for you either. However, if you're running a smaller tank, if you're running a predominantly softer zoanthid tank, or maybe even, you know, something like a Gorgonian tank or something, these would be great. I mean, they really would be great. But you got to make sure they're going to be right for what you want to do with them. And unfortunately for me, they just really didn't work for the tank. That being said, whoever gets a fixture is going to love it, because especially this little 18-inch, the M45C we're giving away, this would be ideal. If you got a little, like, you know, little frag tank, little grow-out tank you want to set up, you just hang this thing over it. It puts out almost no heat, no noise. It'll give you enough light, you know, if you have a shallow tank, you keep stuff close to the surface, that you'll be able to grow out frags really easily. Even if you have a deeper tank, you have slow, you know, less light-demanding frags, it'll work perfectly. So whoever's going to get it is going to enjoy it. And I really just wanted to thank IluMagic again for giving us this opportunity to review their fixtures. Now, stay tuned. Right now, we are going to announce the winner of our contest. Okay, drumroll, please. So, the winner of the IluMagic M45C fixture that was reviewed in this podcast and is soon to be in our lucky members' hands is Dr. Harry Lopez. Dr. Harry Lopez, come on down. Congratulations. You have won the IluMagic LED fixture. Shoot me a PM or send me an email to the same address that you entered the contest at, and we can figure out a time for you to pick it up. Again, congratulations, Harry. I hope you enjoy it. And on some final cool news before we let you go, this is actually very cool stuff. So I had given IluMagic a couple days heads up that this podcast was coming out. I figured they were nice enough to give us the fixtures, and if I wasn't going to give them a great review, which I don't really think I did, the least I could do was give these guys a bit of a heads up so they weren't completely sandbagged, blindsided, whatever. Anyway, when they heard the review, their position was, and I was bracing for them to be all mad at me and everything like that, they said, look, we've got a new unit out. We've had a lot of complaints that there isn't enough power in the current unit. So we have a new unit out, and we're going to send you one of those two so we can test that out. So I'm going to put in a few weeks, we'll have another review. We're going to have two M60s on the tank. One of them is going to be the M60C, and one is going to be the M60S+. The C is the one with the two rows of blue LEDs, and the S Plus has two rows of white LEDs and one row of blue, so we should get a little bit more growable light out of it. Anyway, stay tuned for that podcast. It will be coming up. We also just heard from Spectrapure, who is going to be sending us a leader meter and some of their new toys associated with it to play with and give a review to. So we got a lot of great stuff coming up in future episodes. Stay tuned, and I hope you guys enjoyed the contest. Once again, this is Jonathan Robbins with Aficionado, the official podcast of Manhattan Reefs. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you guys listen again soon. Take care.